Today, we are sponsored by Blockbuster. Blockbuster is a must-say when you're in your hometown with someone. You point to a building and say, "That used to be a Blockbuster." It is not interesting, but it is required you say it. Blockbuster. We are also sponsored by Netscape. There's a lot happening on the net. Let's scape it together. On to our show. Where's Waldo? By Martin Hanford. Etsy. It's a postcard here. It's addressed to Waldo Mates, down the drain, up the creek. Anchors away, Waldo Mates. Well, such wonders I saw at sea. Ahoy, ahoy. A lobster on a floating bed. A capsized desert island. A shark in a swimming pool. The only question is, can you see me? Ha ha, Waldo. Okay. I found him. There's like the bottom, there's a cruise ship. It's by the railing. It's not a ton of ways for a commoner to describe ships. I found him very quickly. I'm good. This is further evidence of me as that. My eyes are keenest of sight. Brain, considerable height, weight, girth. A girthy brain. The rest of my life has been leading to this moment. In sixth grade, I was in the gifted and talented program. This was actually after I took the test twice to be in the program. Once in fourth grade, and then again in fifth grade. Right? At twice I've had teachers and parents explain to me, "I think you might be gifted and talented. You need to take this test." And then I take the test, and then subsequently they were just like, "Never mind, that's not a no." And then, you know, on Wednesdays I would just watch when those kids would go leave class to go to the program. When I was in the program in sixth grade, my gifted and talented teacher, she told me that she could tell when someone was telling the truth with 100% accuracy. There's science to it, and she could study their faces and just know. But she wouldn't tell me how. I begged, and, you know, she didn't, because it's not a real thing, of course. But if it was a real thing, you could tell if someone was lying. And so what are you doing here? Why aren't you solving murders instead of spending time with me? Giving me weird assignments like once I had to draw a new kind of car just on a piece of paper and then make a sales pitch about it. Like try to sell the car. And now that I say it out loud, I'm questioning whether this was a real program. College, though, I was in an honors program. It was an interdisciplinary thing. It was taught by a math professor, a literature professor, and an art history professor. And it wasn't any of those things. It was supposed to be a combination of the three, which seemed cool and smart, except you find out the first thing we did as a class, as 22-year-olds, part of this honors program, was read the Da Vinci Code. And if you've never tried discussing the Da Vinci Code, you don't get much further than, oh, that was pretty good. A lot of kids from that class are lawyers now. Law school. It's a good way for overachievers to keep achieving. In particular, if there's money and they have money to go to law school and make more money. What am I doing? I think student loans are predatory. Find it difficult, though, to sympathize with doctors who have student loans and say, yes, I make a ton of money, but I owe a lot of money, so it will be several years before I become very wealthy instead of just a few years. I do wish that I could still be looking for Waldo, engage in the journey of the search. This is the pain of being gifted. I was pre-med when I was in college, and I did the whole thing. MCAT, ended up not going to med school. I remember saying, I don't want to go to med school because I want to enjoy my 20s. That made sense at the time, but like, now my 20s weren't great, and now I'm in my 30s, and I do not know how to fix bodies. In my 20s, after a few long-term relationships, I decided I would be single for a while and really enjoy it. I wanted to enjoy my 20s. And the first thing I did was rewatch Dragon Ball Z. I kept watching it, and then it was done, and then I was like, maybe I'll watch Dragon Ball GT, the sequel series, because I didn't think it was very good the first time, but I should give it a chance. So I gave it a chance, and it was not. It's not very good. We got into a relationship 6 weeks later. To recap, I am a smart man. I found Waldo. I found him. Hey, just wanted to slip in a quick thank you. I intended for this to be a quiet, weird little podcast that no one would listen to. I have not advertised it anywhere, not with friends, not on social, but people have found it, not a ton, but some. And people have said some very nice things in the reviews, so please rate, review, send me a voice note. Someone sent in a really kind voice note. I don't know what I'm going to do with these things yet, but I'll do something with them. All right, thanks.